Good morning. You're listening to 4daily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Scottsdale at the Fairmont Princess at the Starnet spring meeting, and I'm with Mark Bischoff, the new, as of today, president and CEO. Mark, how you doing?
Kemp, I'm doing great. Always wonderful to see you, and normally it's in warm weather.
You know, I like this venue, so y'all picked a good place this time. As I'm saying now, this is your first day on the job as the president and CEO, and congratulations on that.
Thank you very much. It's the first day, and Gene has had a great career leading the Starnet organization, and I hope to fill those shoes as best I can.
Well, I've got a lot of respect for you. Real quick, if you don't mind, let me take you through the quick background. You're a flooring lifer. You put yourself through college working at Sears selling flooring. Then immediately out of college, got a job with Johnsonite. You had a sales field responsibility, then came in, had management responsibility. Johnsonite was bought with Tarkett. You had an expanded role there. And then you moved to Mohawk for a short little while. And now you've been here a year. And up to this point, you've been serving as the VP of Vendor Relations, right?
That's right. Fred Williamson retired last year, and I was brought on to take his role. It was important for continuity for the organization, and I think we've got that settled in now, and we're on to other things in the restructuring.
Tell us a little quick. I know you live in Ohio. Did you mind me asking your age?
No, I'm 46. I do live in Ohio, and actually the Starnet staff is all remote. We have two in Denver. I'm in Columbus. Eric Boonder's in Grand Rapids, and we have two still in Lancaster. So the organization's 28 years old, and the staff has always been a remote working staff.
You step in as a male in this role after over 20 years of this role being held by a female. That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And actually, it was one of the things I always admired about this organization, because it is very unusual, and they had a terrific platform, and Jean really had tremendous influence on the industry because she constantly was showing the best of what we could offer to the world. Hopefully I'll do as good a job as those great female leaders.
And who backfills on the VP of Vendor Relations?
So what we've done in that role is we've taken Eric Boonder and Bruce Campos. Eric's been with the organization quite a while. He was originally brought in to lead the Starnet Floor Care Initiative, and he'll continue to lead that initiative. But on the vendor side, Eric is handling our consumables business, which primarily is adhesive, powder, grout, those manufacturers. And he also manages our relationship with the ceramic tile industry. Bruce Campos came to us from Mohawk. He's been in the industry quite a while, mostly on the soft surface side and sales and sales management. And Bruce will handle the manufacturers of finished flooring. So all of the carpet manufacturers in our program, the resilient manufacturers, finished goods products. The business is getting very complicated, and having two people in that role, I think, will help increase our service level to the members and definitely be a great value to the vendor partners.
I'm not saying this flippantly, but most everybody knew that it was going to take two people to replace Fred.
I don't think there was any doubt about it. Fred, he did a lot of things effortlessly, and after 50 years, Fred didn't need a process. And in our new structure, we need a process to make sure we try to emulate Fred's success.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but the board kind of sets the initiatives. Chuck Bodie's the chairman of the board, and you work directly with the board to kind of work out whatever what it is they decide as a group are the key initiatives. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. And we also have a very active committee program. So we have committees where the members will actively participate together, share ideas, and make sure that we're on the front edge of what's needed in the industry. Some of it's vendor related. A lot of it is member internal. So obviously there's a talent shortage in the organization across the board in every organization. People talk about labor, but it's not just labor. It's sales and estimating and finance. The committees help our members be better businesses. Those committees also feed those ideas up to the board for the long-term strategy support, and the board will lay out the strategy, and the staff's job is to execute that and then make sure it gets pushed out to the membership as quickly as possible to help their businesses.
Y'all just held elections, and you brought some new board members in, and some rolled off. Did you decide what your initiatives were for 2019?
Yeah, we have some clarity on our growth goals. We have brought in several new members over the last few years, including some very successful large companies. We've also brought in some smaller companies that are more specialized, and each business model is effective in our network. We don't have to have very large members or regional members. A member in a single city operating effectively with their customers enjoys much of the same benefits that a larger member does. So our initiatives are to make sure those new members that have been brought in over the last few years are taking advantage of all of the programs that are available. The other initiative we have going on right now is we're trying to get more and more members up to speed on ceramic and gauged porcelain, in addition to some other alternative materials that are starting to show up in the marketplace. Now, not every member is going to approach those products with the same zeal, because a lot of our members are more traditional and carpet and resilient, but it definitely is a growth area for our membership, and our vendors are expecting us to be at the leading edge, being able to service all these new products.
A little bit of diversity then, because take for instance the gauged porcelain can be used in more than floors.
That's right, and we're seeing lots of different applications that require significant investments in capital equipment and tools, and our members are learning from each other. Some have already taken the plunge and moved into that full speed, and some of the other members like to take some feedback and expertise from their partners in the business, and they may decide to jump in, they may decide to hold off for a bit, but eventually we've seen that StarNet's always been at the leading edge. If a new product is entering the market and it needs to be supported, our members are very quick to support those products, especially if they're in-network vendor partners.
What changes do you see on the horizon as you step into this role from a broad floor covering perspective?
Well, the theme of the changes in management at StarNet, they're happening in our manufacturing partners. One of the comments when I first joined last year, there was an acceleration of new executives coming into the business from outside of floor covering, which is very unusual. And that wave has come into the business. They're having to work quarter to quarter, and they manage their people a little bit differently. The transitions in our membership have caused quite a few changes in the way the members work. So our entire industry is going through the succession planning and a different view at high speed together. Most change is driven by stress in the marketplace. These are some of the best times generationally for construction in almost every segment, and these changes are occurring despite that wonderful economy that we're all enjoying right now.
Exactly. I mean, the stock market is at its high right now. Unemployment is at its low. Inflation's in check. I mean, you're stepping in into this role when everything's at its peak. They're probably going to blame you if something changes.
Well, it ebbs and flows. The construction industry is cyclical. We've had a wonderful ride. There'll be some rotation in the segments, and that's the other thing that we're working with our members on, as well as the vendor partners. What will be next? Commercial office has been terrific for a while. It can't roll forever. Maybe the education segment has been underserved and not as hot, and that may rotate in and take the place for commercial. So we're looking for the segment rotation. We're looking for changes in product use by segment, and our members are ready to serve all those markets at a high level.
All right, Mark. Well, congratulations. Thanks for spending time with us. Wish you the best luck in this new role. Again, been talking to Mark Bischoff, the new president and CEO of StarNet Worldwide, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.